letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter 5774. Again, the date here is just Tavshin Yud Zayin, which means that they don't have the exact date. And here the person want to cheat. He writes to the Rebbe, he doesn't want to declare the weight. I guess in those days, I don't know if they weighed your luggage. You have to pay. I don't know if you weighed the luggage. But he was going to cheat on the weight. The Rebbe says, the Shulchan Aruch does not agree at all, is not comfortable at all from hiding the weight, which is over the amount allowed by flying on the plane, which means from not paying for it. And the Rebbe says what it is you are accepting a service and you're not paying for the service there. And the Rebbe says this is worse than not declaring taxable items, which also you need to worry. So the Rebbe is against even hiding items from taxes, but certainly not hiding the real weight. So not to pay for the weight because you're getting a service and you're not paying for it. And on top of that, this is from a Jew, especially from a Yid. You're not allowed to do this. You can't hide the real weight and you have to pay for it. And one, the Jew wants to be paid for it. So I guess the plane was also run by Jews. Maybe it was El Al. I don't know. Was El Al yet there at that time? One who wants to be paid and he is not mevater. He doesn't give up on it and he wants to get paid for it. Sometimes people didn't care about reporting the weight, on the luggage, what they're carrying, and they wanted to get it away. So the Rebbe is against that. And this says that this was in a on a trip to going to Eretz Yisrael. Then further, number two, the Rebbe addresses that when you go to Israel and you see the destruction of Israel, then it says you have to make a bracha. There are special blessings when you make over there. There is a blessing when you see Jerusalem, when you see the Beis Hamikdash, the destruction, you say a special blessing, but he only mentions one blessing, although there's many blessings in Shulchan Aruch. Erechaim Simen Tov Kuf Samach Aleph. And the Rebbe says that now it's even more important to make these brachas so to sort of exclude of the opinion of those who say that the decision of the UN, in the year 1948 negated this blessing, because they're saying that it's no longer destruction because UN decided. So the Rebbe said it's even more important to say that you're seeing this is not called the building, but even though the UN decided in 1948 to apportion the land of Israel, it's still land of Israel is still considered in destruction. So therefore, the Rebbe says it's more important to actually make the bracha now to point out that we're not yet at the redemption. It's still the destruction, notwithstanding the fact that there's been a decision in the UN. But the Rebbe actually responds that, in the bracket, he says that you saw the other cities of Yehuda, because it says, Haroye, Ore Yehuda, just the cities of Yehuda before you saw Yerushalayim, Tibukabona Visikoina. But so the Rebbe says you could have made the other bracha as well, but the Rebbe says, as opposed to what he's going to mention in the next point about the bracha of Trumas and Maestras, the Rebbe says, included, I guess the Rebbe is talking about the Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe mentions Shulchan Aruch Erechaim in Siman Tovkuf Samach Aleph brings down the various brachas, but the Rebbe said in his case he saw Yor Yehuda before he saw Yerushalayim. But when it says in Siv Gimel in Erechaim, over there it's talking about if you see Yerushalayim first, then you don't make any more a bracha. In other words, if you see the destruction of Yerushalayim, you're not going to make a blessing for the destruction of the cities of Yehuda, which are before Yerushalayim. So, and the Rebbe says, included in the above, in Siv Gimel, whether it's going on the old city of Yerushalayim, and that you can only see when you go up to the Mount Zion, because I don't think they were only allowed to go up on Mount Zion. They weren't allowed at that point to go closer. They couldn't see it. And whether seeing the new city of Jerusalem, is that included? And the Rebbe says, but there are places that you were before there are Ore Yehuda. Many of them are between Lud and Yerushalayim. So, I mean, coming from the airport, I guess, coming from Lud, from Ben-Gurion, it was in Lud airport. So the Rebbe says you had the opportunity to make other brachas, unlike what it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you see Yerushalayim first, and then you don't make the other brachas, but you saw many places before that, so you could have made the bracha. But the Rebbe questions whether this old city of Yerushalayim, for sure you had to see others first, because you can only see this when you go up to Mount Zion, not from other places. Anyways, this was the Rebbe bringing out the extra bracha. Also, the Rebbe says, also I'm surprised that you didn't utilize it to make the bracha for separating Trumas and Maestras, since he was in Eretz Yisrael. So now he can make a bracha for separating the Truma and the Maestr. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe is like rebuking him on various different things. You don't mention whether you added every day during your time there in matters of Torah and Mitzvahs, because when there is additional holiness of the space, the person needs to add in the holiness of his conduct as long as he is in that place. I guess. So number five, the Rebbe says, may it be the will that the love for Israel, which you conclude with, should wake you up to your purpose, your mission, together with all Klal Yisrael, Machun do Eretz Yisrael, to make Israel in your place, as the Tzemach Tzedek writes, known. a person wanted to go to Israel. He had a great yearning. And the Tzemach Tzedek told him that he should make Israel over there so the Rebbe, apparently the Rebbe wasn't too happy that he went to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe is pointing out the various different things that he didn't utilize while he was there. I think that we had a letter before of somebody wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and maybe they actually wanted to go by the boat also, which the Rebbe was again, but this guy flew by plane, as we see. So the Rebbe does not agree to hiding the weight. He told the Rebbe that he didn't declare the weight. The Rebbe says you cannot hide the weight. If you're getting a service, you have to pay for it. Should be many more brachas. The Rebbe said you could have made, also make a bracha on Trumas and Maisras. You don't mention about if you added in Torah mitzvahs, a person needs to add if he's in a holier place. But the Rebbe says he's hopeful that your love for Eretz Yisrael will inspire you to actually make Eretz Yisrael where you are. So the Rebbe is not, wasn't apparently so happy where he is. And the Rebbe brings down that the Tzemach Tzedek said that make Israel over here. When a person wanted to go to Israel, so the Tzemach Tzedek told him, you don't have to travel to Israel to be in Israel. You can turn here into Israel by doing, I guess, the things that you're supposed to do.